Hello, this is the Friar, and welcome. This is day five of our Preparing for Lent Reflections 2021. We're moving on in toward Ash Wednesday on February 17th. Glad to have you with us. Glad to have you joining us for this reflection. I want to start today with the idea of asking Jesus to inform you what you should do this Lent, to strengthen your relationship with him and with his church. So think about this for a minute. What is it that Jesus wants you to do for Lent? So a lot of times I think, if you're like me, I think about, well, what do I want to do for Lent? What if I reversed that? What if I actually tried to discern during these days, what is it that Jesus wants me to do for this season of Lent? Because too often in my life, I try to identify doing everything myself. I like to think about having everything in control rather than trusting others. And quite honestly, nowhere do I struggle with this more than trusting in God. So how do we move from this kind of inability to trust God on the one hand to being able to trust God on the other? Because that really is the question, isn't it? So how do we do this? How do we grow in our trust in God? Well, first, I must admit, and I think anybody does, that I need help from God. I need God's help. The first step to solving a problem is to admit that there is, in fact, a problem. So I will admit it. I struggle sometimes to trust God. I do not always find it easy to believe that God has a plan for me. When things are not going as I planned them, when I am stressed, when I suffer, then in my life, I find it difficult to see the blessings God has in store for me. And even worse, can doubt those blessings even exist. And so seeing again more clearly where I need God's help is really what Lent is all about. I have been listening to Father Mike Schmidt's The Bible in a Year podcast from Ascension Press. One thing that changed my thinking was his observation that the story of Joseph in Genesis, or the story of Moses and the Israelites in Exodus, or the experiences of Job in the book of Job, are all instances where there was profound suffering. But in the end, the profound suffering resulted in even greater blessings. And not greater blessings after the suffering, but greater blessings during the suffering. Once you have admitted your lack of trust, because come on, isn't this a challenge for all of us, then it is time to take the bold step with Jesus. What is it in my life that is keeping me from trusting God more? Struggle to make time to pray? Then maybe I need the courage to examine my life to identify the ways in which I choose activities that are not supportive to my life of prayer and faith. Find it difficult to get along with this or that person? Pray for them. Can't imagine just a few seconds without your phone? Put it away where there is not on your person the phone that's going to distract you. Put away your phone for periods of time. Wondering how many likes you got on the latest post, even though you should be spending time with your family? Maybe this is a good time to fast from social media. Maybe it is a good time to read the Catechism or the Bible or to delve into the writings of a saint. Whatever it is, it begins with identifying just where you need to make more room for Jesus in your heart. Maybe you look to your parish. If you can, maybe you try to go to daily Mass or to celebrate the Stations of the Cross. Maybe your parish is offering something new for Lent that would really cause you to think, to pray, to reflect. Often parishes have resources and materials they offer for people during the season of Lent, and these can be quite helpful. Your parish may be using something online during this time of pandemic. If not, I would suggest going to the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops website. They have a big section. It's actually one of the first things you see on their website about the season of Lent, where there are some resources that might help you to have a more productive Lent. You could go to the prayer section of this website if you would like to start devotional prayers. We will be offering daily reflections for each day during Lent. You could use the time you drive to work to pray the rosary or listen to a Catholic podcast. The most important thing is to think about how to enter more fully into prayer with an open heart. Jesus will do the rest.